piss. Keep it simple, stupid.
All right, Bo Kennedy, right?
Yes, sir.
Testicles, one, two, testicles. Welcome back to Paranoid Radio Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your humble host. I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today, and I want to thank every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check us out at ParanoidRadio.com. Drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts that allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. I have an amazing episode lined up for all of you guys with an amazing special guest. He's never been here before, but we're here to talk about some real neat topics with a little biblical twist. Please, everybody, welcome Bo Kennedy, the host of the Bump Podcast. How's it going, brother?
Hey, brother. Thank you for that introduction. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Beautiful. Hey, man, you kept this simple for me. You didn't have a long, some people have long bios. They want to get all their credentials in there. And, you know, I bless them with that because they bless me with their time. And I want to thank you for being here on the show, blessing my listeners with the time. And I understand that your podcast revolves around cryptids with a little biblical twist. Let the people know where they can find you, bro.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, it's the Bump Podcast. It's on all podcast platforms, anywhere you want to go. Pretty much all social media, too. You know, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. I have an old Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it now. I don't really keep up with that, but you can go to thebumppodcast.com too if you want to do that. It's pretty much everywhere, and it's doing pretty good. It's not hard to find.
I hear you. Yeah, man, I've been looking through some of your posts. I haven't had the opportunity to listen to your show, but I've been watching some of your posts and how you promote your stuff. And I want to ask you a personal question before we get into the main topics. But, you know, it's fact. What you said about not keeping up with X and Twitter, it's hard. It's exhausting. Yeah, I have two other co-hosts that help me out with the stuff. But, like, I focus on the marketing, the networking, and then the podcasting part. And then the art and the thumbnails. And then you have to do – you have, like, six different social media sites, and you can't really keep up with everything. It's over. And then you're still trying to balance work and then two daughters at home. It's kind of crazy, dude. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. So, and then sometimes I want to play a little PlayStation. I can't because, you know, the world is bombarding me with issues, but I love it because it keeps me sober and it keeps me traced up and, you know, it keeps me on my toes. Again, thank you so much for being here, bro. Absolutely. Now, what does your podcast revolve around, bro? What is this twist about crypto? So how do you combine cryptids with the Bible?
All right. Well, I'm glad you asked. the show. Bump is an acronym that stands for the Believers of the Unexplained, Monsters, and Paranormal. Mm-hmm. And what I've done for years now is I just let somebody come on every week. I have a guest come on. They share their experiences, some kind of personal, you know, first-person experience. We don't tell stories. We don't do Reddits. It's real-life stuff. You know, people being abducted by aliens, people having Bigfoot encounters, people having demonic attacks, sleep paralysis, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But as time went on, after about a year and a half of it, of hearing stories every week, you know, you're about 80 or 100 stories in, and every time you get to that certain part of the story, people tell you that out of fear or desperation or whatever, if they called on the name of Jesus, it stopped. You know, there'd be a dog man, or, you know, like a werewolf type creature behind their truck or whatever. They're scared to death, and they cry out, you know, in the name of Jesus, leave me alone, and it disappears. Somebody's in the middle of an alien abduction, and they cry out, say Jesus' name, and they're back in their bed. So I realized that there was a lot of power in that. And, you know, I was already a Christian, but I was trying to figure out, I was trying to separate the two camps, you know, and it kind of presented itself that it's something that you cannot separate, because the spiritual world is just as real as this physical world that we're sitting in, you know, on earth as it is in heaven, right? We kind of mimic on earth what's going on in the spirit. So it kind of just exposing that, kind of just trying to bring a light to it and the whole reality of a spiritual world that we need to just wrap our heads around, because it's just going to be more and more prevalent in the upcoming years, I believe.
Let me ask you something. When you do claim, in the name of Jesus Christ, the power that you're verbalizing, the frequency you're putting out, in combination with intent, I assume it's what really helps the evil entity to disappear, right? But I assume that if you don't have Christ in your heart, or you don't say it with the right intent, if you just say it, does it still work? Is
That's
it a
the thing.
Universal shield of protection?
That's the thing. Even atheists, they call on the name. He shows up, man.
Well, even atheists, I mean, atheists have the well, atheists. Oh, because they don't believe in God. Wow.
Right. Yeah. There's power in the name. That's the thing, man. And it's like, people will be like, you know, I was a witch, you know, and I hit this lowest point in my life and called on the name of Jesus. And then I had this, you know, this revelation. It's just, it's a beautiful thing, man. And now the last couple of years, people are sharing testimonies. They're coming on the show talking about how they converted from one thing to the other. And I don't know. It's just, it's taking on its own life. And I'm just bringing on guests. I don't really seek them out. Every once in a while, I might seek out a guest if I find somebody on TikTok that I think has something interesting. Like, I'm trying to get through with this guy. I'm sure you've seen it. You're all over social media. The demon face thing that they're talking about lately, how, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah,
they're trying to say it's a mental disorder, how, you know, you can
no.
look at certain people.
No, they're trying to normalize it. Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, I found a guy that he's experienced that lately. And we're working up the schedule, man. I'm going to bring him on to see what's going on. You know, how long has this been going on?
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, you know, there's not a lot of people. It kind of dies out. It goes up. It gets shit like spread out by the mainstream media. And then they put up the next story comes up. And then they want to keep you running, like sleight of hand. Because it's karmic retribution. What they want you to do, these evil entities, these elites. And I'm a conspiracy theorist at heart, bro. I go deep into the rabbit hole. I start believing things where, dog, like this is demonic at every level. He is the author of all lies. He will wear different faces that you like just to get you influenced on every freaking level. So yeah, I'm not trying to be a black pill. I'm not trying to be hopeless, but there's a lot of hope under the tunnel. I mean, outside of the tunnel, there's a lot of light. And quite frankly, all you gotta do is be aware. I've noticed that they drop, for example, the evil face droop. Now they're talking about, I used to be pre-diabetic. I used to take Ozempic and I started getting that droopy face. So I mean, it does happen. I testify, it does happen to you. Your body does start getting weak, et cetera. And I start seeing all these elites wearing they call it the Ozempic face because it's all drooped down because they're not taking that adrenochrome anymore. I mean, it's right. Call it a million things, right? But it's the revelation is really here, bro. It's knocking on our doorstep, bro. You know, I myself, not just because we're talking about a little bit about cryptids, when I was 22 years old, I saw a real elf. I on everything I love, I swear, I saw an elf. He was playful. He didn't let me do anything. He didn't do anything to me. We just kept eye locked for at least 10 seconds. He jumped out of my I said this on the show a couple of times before. He walked out of my room, and then that split second he walked out of my room, my father opened his door room. It was like in the middle of the night, and he went into the restroom. And then the next morning, I told my mom, rest in peace, that what happened. And she told me, mijo, you don't have to worry about that. You know, it's you know, I've seen him when I was young too in Mexico. And I was like, dude, you're talking about like if it's a regular thing.
Wow.
So yeah. But it was a real encounter. Not that I became rich or anything after that. That's just right. A myth. But I saw a brownie, bro.
Yeah, man. But your mom saw it too?
My mom, excuse me. I eat when I'm a little stressed. My mom saw them when she was younger in Mexico. But I'm not blood related with her or anything. It cannot be genetic. It's not that I'm suffering through the same. It might be suffering through the same mental illness. But it's funny that she just told me, like, oh, you've seen him? He lets you see him. And she follows the Lord. She's Mexican, you know? Right. I never thought about it like that, but the story never changes. It's as livid in my brain as if it happened last night.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Because, mm-hmm. You know, that makes me wonder if it's something that has kind of attached or followed your, you know, the family, like, even if it's, you got to see it, but it was connected to your mom somehow.
Ouch. Yeah. I see what you're talking about. Yeah, okay. Man. So these entities attached to you, in your opinion, doing your research, the stuff that you've encountered, and the stuff that you speak on your show. Again, the Bump Podcast, you can find it anywhere on all podcast platforms, ladies and gentlemen. Check them out. So are these demons? Are these other masks of the same entity?
Yeah, it's pretty much, you know, and I'm not like so inside the box religious that I think every single thing's a demon. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you are either for the Lord or you're against the Lord, right? So when push comes to shove, it's black and white. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So, you sounded like Star Wars. Was it Anakin Skywalker? I don't know if you're. He tells Obi, either you're with me or against me, and only a Sith deals in obsolete.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's kind of how it shakes out, man. You know, yeah. Ultimately, yeah, it's kind of like how Rand Paul described. Or Ron Paul, he described seatbelt laws. You know, it's punishable by death ultimately if you just refuse, and then you wind up getting into an altercation with the police officer because you still just refuse, and next thing you know, you're being shot because you didn't have a seatbelt on.
I hear you.
You know, like ultimately, it's life or death. It's good or bad. It's one or the other. Like everything is black and white. Mm-hmm. I kind of went off on a tangent there, but. Yeah, man, these things are demonic. And I don't know how deep or how well-versed in, like, the Apocrypha or biblical history or anything like that you go into. Mm-hmm. But I can try to give you, like, a three-minute overview of how we got to this stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay. Here we go. In the Bible. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, it starts talking about the fallen, the watchers. These are the sons of God, they call them, right? Mm-hmm. These angels, mm-hmm. they come down. They decide to take wives. They pick the women that they choose, and they spawn the Nephilim.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right? And I know the Nephilim is super popular right now. I'm seeing a lot of stuff about that. You know, these giants. Men of renown. Uh-huh. Well, if you go into the Apocrypha, like the book of Enoch and the book of Jasher, you know, it's extra biblical text. It was found like in the Dead Sea Scrolls and stuff like that. Uh-huh. If you look at that and it helps put these pieces together, what went on here is these watchers, they come down. They decide they're going to corrupt the bloodlines of the earth, right? What that's going to do is stop the Adamic bloodline, you know, the bloodline of Adam, because God told the serpent that the descendants of Adam and Eve are going to crush the head of the snake, right? Mm-hmm. So these angels in rebellion coming down to stop Adam's bloodline so there will be no crushing, right? They, you know, it's a good versus evil battle. So what they're doing, they're corrupting the world, the entire world. Humankind, animals, plant life, everything's being corrupted. To where you get into the days of Noah. Noah still has that Adamic bloodline, the Messianic blood. So God calls on him to build this ark, right? And he takes some of these pure animals that are still left. He takes his family that's still pure blood, the last pure blood family on earth. Mm-hmm. Earth wasn't so heavily populated, right?
Huh?
Everything that was on earth is being corrupted by these Nephilim and the spawns of Nephilim, which are called the Eliud. If this is all too much and too fast, I put out a bunch of episodes about this stuff that go into detail. But God floods the earth to wipe this stuff out.
Uh-huh.
That's why he floods the earth. Because that's not his bloodline. That's not the way things are supposed to go. So he's wiping out these abominations.
Hmm.
Well, the Bible says they were on the earth in those days and after. So after the flood, you see descendants of these Nephilim in these tribes. You know, the Anakim and the Zemzumim and the Raphaim and all these tribes. Well, these are being battled by Joshua and Caleb and Moses when they're trying to go into the promised land. If you look at the Old Testament, it looks like God just hates these tribes. Everybody talks about God's like this hateful and vengeful God. And he wants to kill people and all this.
There's
He
a
killed the
reason
women
to
and
it.
he killed the children. He's just wiping out this Nephilim blood. It's demonic bloodlines. So that's what's happening. The whole Old Testament, you see the men of God wiping out these descendants of Nephilim. That's the battle. Now, what has happened is when these Nephilim were killed, right? Their souls are trapped because they're not of the Lord. They can't go to heaven.
They're from a different father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But hell is not their home. So they can't go to hell until final judgment when they get thrown in the lake of fire. So according to Enoch, they're bound on earth. Okay? And their spirits want to repossess a body. These are your demons. So all through the New Testament, you see this Son of God, Jesus. And what's he doing through the whole New Testament? And what does he tell his disciples to do? If you're my disciple, it will be shown through these signs. You will cast out demons. Because you got these demonic spirits are trying to enter people and trying to possess people, control people and oppress them and drive them insane. You know, make you feel like you're schizophrenic. Yeah. You know, make you feel like you're depressed, make you feel suicidal.
Yeah.
Because all they want to do is bring mankind back down. So the whole New Testament, God's showing us how to defeat these demons. And this is going to be our battle. 2,000 years later, we're still battling these demons. But that's on that side.
Yeah.
But what the book of Jasher and all that shows, they also corrupted the animals. So you'll get things like, you know, you look in Greek and Roman mythology, or mythology they call it. Yeah, these pantheon of gods.
Minotaur.
Right? Yes. Yes. That's where all this comes from, because they existed. They existed. And the whole pantheon of gods, they existed. Those are your fallen angels. They were being revered and worshipped as gods. They took wives. People would offer them up their wives.
Wow. Okay. That's a good point of view. Look at that, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So there's room for all of it. It's all real. It's all interconnected. But, you know, there's one true God.
My coworker, again, Juan, shout out to Juan, dude. This guy, I'm telling you, he's part of the show and behind the scenes. the dude told me, the earth is only 6,000 years old. Hold the fuck up. What's up with the dinosaurs? Yeah, I'm a conspiracy theorist. That was a reptilian era. He goes, no, never happened. And I was like, dude, why not, bro? You put in a cap on God's power. They were bipedal, human-like in his image. We're bipedal. You cannot put a cap on God's power. If it's not in the Bible, it's not real. I was like, dude, he's so obviously, like, he's like, no, right? I love his passion. I don't agree with a lot of things he says. 6,000 years old, even though it might be biblical. But we had an episode on giants. We had an episode on the Nephilim. And we have a theory. Where my co-host and I, where we think that even the 13 families that control the world, even the country, even the families that we don't know about that control the world, even the Templars, the people have that have the highest amount of knowledge of ancient technology, the people that know that there was magical and powerful magnetic landlines around the world, which is why they build specific structures and specific ley lines and specific mounds in areas of the earth to amplify negative frequencies and energies to make sure that they don't only control us, but they control our emotions, our behavior, our way of thinking, our way of behaving, if you're going to be a good father, etc. And then essentially using you as an avatar. And this is where AI comes in. So does AI, my next question, would AI be a vessel? Would it help be a vessel? Not from the top, not from the bottom, from Earth, man-made, created. Would they be a vessel for demonic entities? And it's a valid question, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't see why not. You know, it gives them a voice. It gives them some influence. how old are these demonic entities? They're thousands and thousands of years old. Even if the earth is billions of years old, these demonic spirits are still tens of thousands of years old, right? Mm-hmm. Going back to the days of Noah.
Yeah.
So they have the knowledge. They have the wisdom. Why wouldn't they be able to create these, you know, these digital avatars or these AI technologies and let demons be housed in them? It's just like a cyber Ouija board, you know, basically. You know what I mean?
It's all magic. You know, I had a Janet, the Provo Nation Janet, she was on here and she was like, and we had God Pill Angel 333 from Instagram. Such a huge soul, man. She's an old soul. She came at me sideways. She goes, the concoctions of pharmaceuticals, what they're injecting you with is magic. And they're corrupting you from the inside, decoding you, encoding you, and breaking the code of the divine creation you are from within. And I was like, yo, it makes a lot of sense. They're tapping inside of what you are. Jesus Christ used to say, as above, so within. Satan says, as above, so below. So, you know, there's always something to counter what God said. And yeah. And unfortunately, even though they can't physically touch us, in Jesus' name,
right?
They do influence us, and we live in his kingdom.
Absolutely.
I don't go deep into scripture, very lightly, very light work, and I'm very proud of it. But I do know that Jesus, even Jesus was tempted by Satan, saying, all of this will be yours. Dude, that was already his. What the fuck are you talking about? You're right. Only because of his sprinkled grace upon you, bro.
Right. That's it.
It's wicked. Yeah. Yeah. So if he could do that to Jesus Christ, imagine what he could do to us. That we're not Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, Jesus told the disciples, you know, right before his crucifixion, he said the devil is waiting to sift you like wheat.
Mm.
You know, that's to shake you out, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. So back to the topic of cryptids.
Yes.
Loch Ness Monster. Bigfoot, leprechauns, goblins, you name it, Dogman, Mothman, Chupacabras.
Yeah.
People, there's been testimonies where people can manifest these. Now, are we capable of manifestation, according to your research?
Well, yeah, I guess you could. It goes straight back. I'm afraid I'm going to sound like I'm just wearing out the same topic, man. But
mm-hmm.
To get something to manifest, it'd be to summon it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Stephen Greer does that. What's he called? CE5, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, to summon UFOs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People try to focus their intent, their energy, trying to focus their mind on one thing. And what that's doing, you're conjuring. You know, magic is real. That's also in the Bible. They say not to do it because it's real. There's a lot of power, mm-hmm. of power in necromancy and magic. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can conjure these things up. You absolutely can. If your intention is to speak to a demonic force, call it Bigfoot, call it Mothman. You know, that's where I'm in West Virginia. You know, this is the home of the Mothman here.
Yeah.
I have my theories as to what Mothman even is, but yeah, you can definitely summon these things, but just be careful what you wish for. You know?
Damn.
Yeah,
dude. What else do you speak on your show, bro? What else can you tell us about your show? What do you guys revolve around?
Maybe
a personal experience that you had.
Yeah. I can talk about some personal experiences. I've had my own opportunity to have an interaction with a Bigfoot creature or whatever you want to call these things. In 2018, I don't know how. Oh, where do you live? Is it California?
California, Los Angeles, man. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we don't have any Bigfoot out here.
I know there's a lot of squirrel hunting out there, you know, but we in Appalachia we still hunt squirrels and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So I was out squirrel hunting in 2018. And it was raining a little bit, and I knew when the rain stopped, you know, the squirrels had to come back out. So I'm just sitting through it. And while I'm sitting there in the rain, I hear up in the, and I'm out in the woods, man. I hear what sounds like a lady giggling, like kind of giggling, laughing, like a little chatty kind of sound.
Huh. Woman, female voice.
A female voice.
Not a transgender, not a they, them, which is another demonic entity, if you ask me.
That's exactly what that is. That's exactly right, what that
is. Right, they, them, that's what they're called? Fuck, dude. Yeah. Even biblical.
Yeah.
That's good.
But I heard something behind me, and it had a distinct accent to it. And I thought, man, it sounded, it sounded like an Asian lady. Is what it sounded like. Now, I live in the boonies in West Virginia. One, we don't have a whole lot of Asian ladies here.
Mm.
Two, why would they be in the woods in the rain laughing, right? So I hear this voice, and so I'm just like, man, that's kind of odd, But it quits, rain quits, squirrel comes out, so I shoot it. I got got my little shotgun with me. I shoot it. I go get it. Come back, and I'm sitting down, and I hear. And that from that same area, after I get settled back into my spot, man, I hear in that same area, it sounds kind of like, what it sounds like when you fall on your butt and the wind gets kind of knocked out of you, like the oof kind of noise.
Yeah.
Like, so if you throw something as hard as you can, like you kind of grunt with it.
Yeah.
I heard that noise. And immediately when I heard that noise, I heard a thump. So I turn around. It's a straight up and down hill behind me. But as soon as I hear that grunt and that thump, I turn around and there's a tree branch, about the size of a pop bottle, I guess, big around as a pop bottle. It's coming down the hill at me, but it's coming like a helicopter. It's coming horizontally, spinning. And
branch.
Yeah. Yeah, branch. And it's coming sideways. So if something would fall off a tree, it's going to go end over end.
Yeah.
It's coming like somebody sidearmed that bad boy. Right.
Oh, yeah. Horizontally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it falls off to my right hand side, but it was enough to startle me, So I get up, I'm looking around, and I never get to lay eyes on anything. But in that moment, I figured that was either what people say is a Bigfoot creature. I had already been into this stuff, but I never had an experience or anything, or it was some kind of spirit. Now I believe those are one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
But I gave my experience to this guy that works for the BFRO. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not.
Mm-mm.
BFRO is the Bigfoot Research Organization. They have
wow.
chapters all across the United States. Like, they're legit. They they're in California. There's some of
they're
them.
They're well funded.
Very. And they actually got me on that TV show, man. Finding Bigfoot.
Really? Look at that, dude.
Yeah. Holy they did shit. Like an anniversary special. They had me come on their show to talk about it.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was kind of a fun thing. But that's my Bigfoot story, man.
Wow, dude. Wow.
Yeah.
That was aggressive. That was aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard so many things about Bigfoot, bro. I've done two episodes with Bigfoot. I was trying to get, I forgot his name. He's huge on YouTube. I had him once on when he was starting off, and now he just blew up on YouTube because he takes very good footage of Seattle, Washington, and, Bigfoot land, bro. And the dude was talking about how he would follow footsteps, like fresh footsteps, and then out of nowhere, they would disappear, which kind of leads us to think and theorize that these creatures live within our dimension, not our dimension, our realm. And all they do is switch dimensions and you can't see them anymore. You won't be able to trace them anymore because you are only allowed to be in this spectrum, in this color spectrum. What you do when you do put light through a crystal, you see that it becomes different colors. And the same way out in our eyes only capture so many amount of the ambience of the color spectrum that we think exists. And there's so many other like ultraviolet light, there's encounters of veterans coming back from Vietnam where they used to try out night vision with
red
dye,
yeah.
And they would see demons. It would go crazy because they were fighting demons in the middle of the night from choppers, from Blackhawks. And if it wasn't for the green dye later that we found out, because it's the green is the color that we see the most shades of, at least in the eyes, right? And that's why we could see at night with green. But when you put any other color, you start seeing shit. So crazy stuff. It's wicked, bro. So having the ability to see through these, I want to say, fractals of dimensions around us and being knowing and having conscience, being conscious about it and being aware about it, will make us go crazy. A lot of us are not equipped or have the endurance to be able to survive or witnessing stuff like this, right? Yeah, man.
Yeah,
absolutely,
we're,
brother.
We're obviously built not to have to see that, right?
obviously, so, which is why you have a sixth sense.
Yeah, man. But what do angels say every time in the Bible when they show up? What does every messenger of God say? Don't be afraid, because their appearance is something that we can't hardly wrap our heads around.
That's true too. So the angels that we see today, and I've said this on the show a couple times too, they're different. They have 1,000 eyes. They have 4 different heads. They have 8 different wings. They look like monsters, literally.
Yeah,
it's kind of wicked. Yeah.
Yeah,
bro. Again, bro, I want people to know where they can find you, dude. And yeah. Thank you again for spending the time here with us. Give us a little introduction of what you know and where your train of thought goes and what your show is about.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the Bump Podcast. It's on all podcast platforms, YouTube. I don't know if I mentioned YouTube last time or not. Mm-hmm. I try to keep up with that. I'm not very tech savvy. You know, I'm Gen X. You know, I spend more time digging ditches than I do on a computer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, all podcast platforms, man. All social media. It's just the Bump, BUMP Podcast.
You guys got to check them out, guys. I got to check them out, too. I'm going to listen to some of your shows, and then I'm going to start sharing your stuff. This episode comes out in about 2 Sundays from today. And again, I want to thank you so much for being here, bro. Kennedy from The Bump Podcast. Make sure you check them out on all podcast platforms. Ladies and gentlemen, check us out at ParentRadio.com. Do not forget to drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. This allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. Peace out, bro.
Thank you, sir.
Paranoid Radio.